President Carter, Jimmy Carter, he really will be remembered for incredible work for peace and conflict resolution. He had a way of bringing together democracy work, human rights work, conflict resolution work, economic and social development in a way that understood the complexity of the interrelations of all of that, that it wasn't just about a ceasefire agreement, but that all the parts of building sustainable, resilient societies. So the Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia is taking forward that work and has been doing that for decades. The Carter School at George Mason University, also studying, doing education, research, and practice around these issues. He's leaving quite a legacy. And I think the Peace Prize really, really highlighted his work, and he only kept on doing work since then too. 2002 was a while ago, but yeah, the Carter Center and the Carter School both are going to be continuing that work and really honoring his 100 years of lifetime achievements. I think one of the things I remember about working with him, I worked with him, you know, at the Carter Center in Atlanta, and now I am for the last 20 years at the Carter School at George Mason University. And one of the things I found about working with him is he has a way of, you know, a former president who's engaged with heads of state and senior people around the world. He has a way, he had a way, I should say, he had a way of really seeing every person counts and that every person can make a difference in their own way. And I think that can be also one of his legacies, that we, you know, everyone listening can think about the ways that they can contribute to democracy, human rights, conflict resolution, economic and social development. Each of us can make a difference in some way. Jimmy Carter knew that, and he really built strong teams around him. I think about the people at the Carter Center that are continuing his work and the Carter School. We need each other, and no one person can do it all. He knew that, and he always built strong teams. So I think he leaves us with a lot of good lessons.